This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. We're also on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 29th. 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakes Allville's there.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
What's up, that is
Mr.
the foursome.
Bishop.
As always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. That is the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. I do know our pal Max Major is going to jump on with us later in the program. He moved on in America's Got Talent in a very emotional
He blew them away.
Selection.
Yep. Unbelievable.
I swear to God he's using a Bluetooth pen or something, but whatever it is, it's silly.
Yeah.
It blew them away.
I give him credit.
I mean, Simon walked up to the screen and gave him a high five.
I know.
A virtual high five.
Definitely affected Simon Cowell.
Yeah. Well, we've seen Max perform many, many times in studio, and we know that feeling. I've seen Jason run out of the studio before.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe the stuff he pulls off.
Yeah.
Anyone else find it ironic that during the bit that he did with Simon, Simon's character trait that he wrote down was loyalty, and he impregnated his friend's wife.
Yeah, oh, believe me.
Yeah,
the irony
funny.
Was not lost.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure everyone was saw that.
Right.
I didn't even know it until you actually brought it up, so it did not dawn on me.
See, here's the thing. Stern harps on it all the time, and so I actually think it was a direct like you could tell Stern's gotten on his nerves with that criticism. Do you know what I mean, Valdez?
Yeah.
I thought of that immediately. It's like, oh, wow, Stern's really on his nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. But Max Major
wowed
him.
Loyalty to him, though. Maybe he doesn't care about loyalty to others. He just wants loyalty to him.
Well, that's true, like Kim Jong-un.
How did Max know that slot racing car set was Simon's favorite? It was inside the crumpled-up piece of paper. I just...
Because there's a Bluetooth pen or something like that.
I guess.
There's magic paper.
It's a magic printer.
It's just magic. He already knows what he's going to think and say.
Yeah.
He already knows.
Yeah.
It's the presentation, though, because, you know, the Academy Awards, when Doogie Howser hosted it, whatever his real name is, I've already forgotten.
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris.
When Neil Patrick Harris hosted the Academy Awards a few years ago, he essentially did the same bit where he had, instead of an envelope, he had a little more presentation. He had like a dangling safe above the stage the whole evening, and he said, oh, you know, you can look at the safe the whole night. And then when the show wrapped up, he brought the safe down, and then he opened the envelope inside, and it had every winner and everything that had happened during the Academy Awards.
Right.
But it's the presentation. Look, I thought he looked.
You know who
slick.
Else like did that was... at the Apollo Theater or whatever it was? What's the name of it? Is there an Apollo Theater in D.C.? There's something like that where I saw him, and he had the exact same thing. He had a thing dangling in the air, and he, you know,
and he blew you away.
Yeah, but I knew it was a printer. I mean, something. I mean, come on.
Well, we all know there's no such thing as magic. This is the presentation.
Except for Lurch.
I'd say the good thing about
magic.
Max is that, you know, and he talked about it in that little piece setting it up. He's been preparing for it his whole life, and he's finally had a chance to show what he can do, and he's doing it via Zoom, which can't be easy, and he's still doing it impressively.
Well, I think it's easy when he's got the guy underneath the table writing down whatever he needs to write down.
Why do you have to be such a negative Nelly?
I'm not negative. It blows me away, too, but I always like – every human likes to try to figure out how he does the trick, and then when you figure it out, you get bitter. But in the meantime, the fun part is trying to figure it out, as far as I'm concerned. That's how I like to play Magic. How did he do it? And he definitely has a sleight of hand thing he's doing with the cards before he flips them over and he shows like Terry Crews' picture and Simon's picture. I mean, you see the little – there's a thing doing he's doing with his hands.
And I knew that Simon wasn't going to change the order of any of the cards once he asked.
They never change.
They never changed. I was like, this is –
No, this is good.
This is Max's oldest trick in the book.
That was the quickest yeah. five-second count.
Yeah, you knew he had it right as soon as he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right.
Anyway, we're going to connect with Max. Really exciting times for him. I know at least a few of us have been to his shows.
Yeah.
I went to one of his shows. It was so packed. He hooked me with seats, but then it was so packed that we didn't have seats.
I've been to his intimate.
Like
I've been
Dylan.
To his most intimate shows, the
I've
ones in our
one
studio.
Right. Okay.
Those are the shows.
Those are the best ones. Yeah.
I took the whole family to his show.
Yeah. I think it was just me, Jess, and Dylan one time. That one was in D.C., and like I said, it was so packed. And then I went to one in Baltimore with our buddy Dr. Z, who ended up getting picked and went on stage, and he figured out what Dr. Z's dream job was, which I didn't know.
What was his dream job again?
I think his dream job was, shocker, had like a ski instructor. He's actually a spinal surgeon.
Edatokton.
Right.
Kusin and knee.
I'm kind of waiting for him to whip out the old eating the glass light bulb bit.
Apple saw.
That's a bad bit. That's a bit that's been going around for 100 years, but why would you do that? Why would you do that?
No, you're not going to do that on America's Got
Talent.
It's
just something that you can do.
It's a great bit.
But it's a carny bit. I mean, any carny does that. Yeah.
But it's still impressive.
It's just dumb. Yeah, Why would you want to chew up all that and have that go through your intestines?
You wouldn't.
I don't think the judges
be able to do it.
Would be that impressed. I think they'd be more impressed with the cards.
The cards always blow you away. I mean, look, David Blaine's made millions largely off card tricks. It was amazing. Blew me away. I recorded it because I was toggling between that and the Premier Lacrosse League cakes. I was up again late until midnight. Went to bed. I had to see the end of the Chrome Redwoods game.
Who was the big fat winner?
Chrome. Bunch of like little skirmishes.
Oh, really?
So here's this. I think you would actually like this. Matt Gaudette, who played at Yale, was chirping as a rookie yesterday or the day before. Yeah, he couldn't stop chirping. He was laughing at guys. The guy's been in the league for literally 2 minutes. And it was really kind of off-putting for a lot of people. And the vets today just went after him. Every time he touched the ball, it was yesterday, they attacked him in the crease cakes. Three guys pounded on him. After the whistle, they're shoving him in the head. It was good stuff. It was like the WWE out there.
Did they get after
it?
Oh, yeah.
They got after
it. I was getting heated watching it. I was like, oh, I want to get in there. What'd you say, Cakes?
I was basically saying, welcome to the league. You're going to chirp at everybody and run your mouth. You're going to get beat up.
Here's the thing. He's a Canadian, big, strong kid. Mm-hmm. He can handle it. These Canadians are psycho. We've talked about it before, Jason. If you ever Google, I'm sure they do it in hockey, too. But, like, youth lacrosse, like box lacrosse in Canada, 13-year-old mm-hmm. kids drop the gloves and they go down and the refs let them do it.
Well, the Gates were Canadian, weren't they?
I think so.
Believe me, I saw the Canadians come out early and often when the Gates were out there because they were studs.
Yeah, they're studs, but I didn't realize the culture of sort of fighting and toughness.
Oh yeah, they're tough.
That they have. Yeah, they're
tough.
Of course,
they're hockey players too.
Yep, no doubt.
Well, you guys saw that last night. Now this was a late game, started at 10:30, but the Dodgers definitely threw at Carlos Correa's head last night.
I didn't see that.
We talked yesterday with Bob Nightingale.
Did they throw Correa or they throw Bregman? They threw right behind Bregman.
Both.
Oh, they threw over Correa's head. Oh,
they did? And then I saw Kelly struck him out and then started talking some smack.
Yeah.
He said, nice swing, bitch.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
As he was walking back to the dugout. As he was getting behind his catcher.
Yeah.
I saw Paige Spierniak was actually tweeting about it. during the game because I was watching the lacrosse and everything else. I was like, why is she tweeting about Joe Kelly? Well, that's why.
This is a big story, man. The rivalry between the Dodgers and Astros, and they finally got to face
each other. Well, we talked to Nightingale yesterday about it, and you know, Dodgers have been talking smack all offseason. And
the umps let them get away with it? No ejections or anything like that?
Well, they didn't do anything, really. They just...
Well, throw them behind, guys. I mean, typically that'll get you thrown out.
Yeah, I don't
know. So, Correa, I think they said it was in the mid-80s, so he didn't throw full gas, but
it was
how fast mid-80s is?
It was an off-speed pitch. Right. But he plunked Bregman, and then when Bregman was on first, he threw over to first base and like threw the ball down the dirt every single time at his ribs as he's sliding back into the bag.
Right.
And then he threw basically at Correa's head and off-speed, and then that's when they jawed is after he struck out.
Right. Yeah, man.
Correa didn't want to be in the box after the ball
you
went by
tell.
His head. Oh, yeah.
He couldn't wait to get out of
there. Well,
that.
I'd like to see what happens tonight.
Yeah. Well, maybe they got it out of their system. Who knows? Could every team's going to want their pound of flesh, though. So, yeah.
I can't believe the umps let it go on.
Right. Well, that's the thing. The refs or the umps know, right, that you got to let the guys have a little bit of their payback. So I thought it sounds like they handled it pretty well.
Well, yeah, and there was no fighting.
Yeah.
Well, but that was last night. Maybe something tonight happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it continues to happen, at some point you got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even if it's justified.
Joe Kelly was mocking them, too. He was, like, walking to the dugout. It was hilarious.
Was he?
He's just, like, putting his sad face, like, you guys crying. your baby's crying over there.
Right.
I didn't understand what Correa was doing. Correa was saying, throw a fastball. Like, what? What does that mean?
In other words, you're not scaring me.
Right.
Okay.
No, he needed the signal, so he doesn't have the trash can, so he just wanted to know, hey, you're going to throw a fastball.
Right.
Yeah, no signals. That's right. Because you could clearly hear it if they did with no fans in the stands.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it interesting. I think the Astros are actually off to a decent start. Everybody's rooting against them.
Well, they're 3-2, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm broadcasting out from the patio today. Got to thank Offenbachers. They did an unbelievable job. Got the final furniture delivery. I'll kind of show you different angles throughout the show. There's the fire pit. Well, you can't see it, but it's behind the couches. I just got this table here. I don't know. What do you call – I was going to call it like a dining room table, but you don't call it that when it's on your deck. What do you call that? I don't know.
Patio table?
Patio table, I guess. But I feel like that's just being disrespectful to it. The quality is so silly.
It's your crab table.
This is my
crab table. Let me see it again. Let me see it.
Where are the mallets?
You could have a hell of a crab whatever it is.
Feast. Yeah, it's called a crab feast.
A crab whatever.
Well, I'm a little discombobulated because I'm trying to show everything.
It's pretty long. Looks like you probably fit about 10
I got
people.
The two Leafs in. I got the two Ryans in it.
Very good. You extended it.
And the back, I don't know. I'll broadcast later from back there.
This looks like a nice spot for a deck party, my friend.
Dude, my wife said this yesterday. She's like, it's like we added 4 new rooms to the house.
Hey, there are your Chase Young lounges. Stuff.
Yeah, there's my Chase Young lounges. They came in. Those things are so silly. They're so light. The girls love that, obviously. So I want to give a huge shout out to – I'm all Offenbachers today. I got to change
that.
My name. I got my off – you can't see that. But right over my man boob, I've got my Offenbacher shirt here, my Offenbacher's hat. None of it's showing. But go hit them up. Ask for Dave or Alex. Those guys will take care of you. They're awesome. And I really have to thank Long Fence because they also did the deck and the patio.
Do you think either of those sponsors can give a bat to the Nationals?
A bat?
Yeah.
Can they carve up that wood table and give them a better bat?
It is early.
No, they can't have any of this wood cakes.
I played some Jared last night. I played some late Jared Goff.
Yeah, you played late because you like missed a lot of the Max Major stuff. You had to watch it on tape.
What, did you have a 7:05 tee time?
I know. He like got in at 9. Just got in from gas.
Off at 4:45.
Yeah, that's late.
Yeah.
It's very late.
It was kind of dark.
How many did you get in?
Got 18 in.
What?
Got 18 in.
Pitch black when you were playing. Were you playing with lights on?
It was pretty dark on the 18th hole. I hit my approach shot, and I just couldn't see it. I was like, I think it's around the green. Shocker, it wasn't on the green.
Right.
But I did find it. But I played some golf. I got back, like around 9:15. But when I was driving back, I was listening to Charlie and Dave right here on 106.7 The Fan, and the game wrapped up, and I just heard a disturbing number, and it was that they have the one game where they scored 9 runs, but in the other 4, they have a total of 5.
Right.
That is
and
pathetic.
I believe they're second in the league in errors, too. And Castro had 2 last night.
Well, as Jason texted me, I can't remember where I was running around somewhere yesterday. He's like, yep, Keyboom's not in the lineup again.
Not going to win Rookie of the Year. Tough to win Rookie of the Year when they don't play you.
Hey, JP, sometimes you have to make weird, bold predictions.
Either he's hurt or they just can't believe how bad he is.
Like, and he doesn't have coronavirus.
I don't know if
he's
hurt.
There with the team, right?
If he was hurt, they would have placed him on some sort of an injured list.
I agree.
I don't think he's hurt.
They can't believe that he's not ready.
He's a bench player.
And they've been lying to us for months.
I mean, Asdrubal Cabrera is the cleanup hitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
And then, of course, they get screwed because now they don't play for 4 days after today.
Mm-hmm. Look, Cabrera can play. Just to mention Cabrera. Cabrera can play. I think he's a 2-time All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
And at times for this Nationals team.
Yeah, but he's not your
cleanup
hitter.
He's been very productive. But he's also been a guy who's been cut. And
I love Cabrera.
And I think in the playoffs.
I love him, too.
Particularly in the World Series, he wasn't playing, right? Did they play Cabrera in the World Series?
Oh, for sure he did.
Maybe a little bit.
I'd be stunned if he didn't. I can't remember now.
He wasn't part of the regular lineup.
Yeah. But Cabrera's a stud. He's been a journeyman in a sense, but he's also been very productive, had an amazing career.
But my point is he's not a cleanup hitter.
Right,
he was
right,
last
right,
night.
Right, right. And my point is that they've been lying to us about how ready Keyboom is. What have they played, 5 games now, Cakes? Are they 1-4?
Yeah, 1-4,
one and
yes.
four, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's played once. Did he get an at-bat in last night?
No. He's played once. I think he has 4 at-bats. Last night it was the base running. All right, Turner was thrown out, and then it was the field. You know, defense was terrible. It has been all year. Castro had 2 errors, led to 3 runs.
Right.
I think they're second in the league in errors now, and it's a bad start. Right. And again, are they going to be able to make up the games against the Marlins? That's the question. Have they said anything about that? I texted Rizzo yesterday. He didn't respond.
They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's just a mess.
Yeah, there's a lot of good news, though, in that report. I can't remember the number, but wasn't it like 6,400 tests or something? And the only people that tested positive were in the Marlins, right? So they obviously had an outbreak there. But the rest of baseball has done a pretty good job, which is pretty amazing, right? Since Saturday, did they say, there had been 0 positives. Right, yeah. Other than the Marlins outbreak.
Other than the Marlins, let's see what happens with the Phillies.
Right, and Nightingale was reporting that they went out right in Atlanta. Right, some of the young guys went out in Atlanta.
That's speculation.
That's what did it. They really should be penalized. This whole idea that the Nats should get dubs for this. This whole they're just going to go by winning percentage. Especially when you blatantly went out there and jeopardized the league, only your team.
It's a terrible decision by the
Marlins.
Yeah,
you know, when you go out and do that, they should be penalized.
Well, maybe fine, but they can't give wins to teams. That's not going to happen.
Well, so it's a loss, forfeit. That's what I said yesterday.
I can't. Well, then what do you do with the Phillies and the Yankees who were supposed to play? And those games have been canceled.
That one's different. That's different.
Yeah, I don't think they can just give you wins.
Well, I think especially in this kind of instance.
They're going to have to make them up somehow, or if they're going to base it on a winning percentage, that's fine, but they have to decide now. I mean, what happens if the Nats have 27 wins at the end of the year and 29 would have gotten them into the top 8?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
It's brutal.
And by the way, to answer JP's question, Cabrera played 4 of the 7 World Series
games. He ended up playing.
He started 4 of the 7.
It said he was playing a lot of second base.
People, by the way, are saying that Keyboom has a groin issue. That makes more sense.
Well, why is he on? Is he on the active roster?
Yes, and that's why he only DH'd that one game. Dougie's saying that, and also somebody else. And now that they say that, I do vaguely remember that.
Maybe it's a minor tweak.
Yeah, little
maybe
groin.
That's all.
Trying to let that heal. Okay, that makes more sense. I won't just completely trash the kid. You know, that makes a lot more sense because they've been talking him up for a year now.
All right, should mention, coming up on the show today, you know, the cap season's about to start. We're going to talk to Alan May, Caps analyst on NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us coming up at 8:20. Jason mentioned Mike Rizzo. He may not have answered you yesterday, but you can ask him the same question live on the air today at 9 o'clock as we talk to the Nationals GM and president of baseball ops. He will join us at 9 o'clock. He'll join us every Wednesday throughout the season. And we start off the show talking about Max Major, our favorite magician mentalist who advanced on America's Got Talent. We'll connect with him at 9:40. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Towards the end of the show yesterday, we talked about what was going on in the NFL and with the New England Patriots in particular, with several players opting out. I believe they have six guys who've opted out, including Dante Hightower. He's the biggest name. A couple of starters, starting offensive linemen. Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung, who both start on defense, and a couple other guys. And it's interesting. So yesterday I'm just perusing websites late at night. There are all kinds of conspiracy theories that Belichick is masterminding this, and it's not just coming from wackadoos. Adam Schefter, now it's an anonymous executive, but Adam Schefter exchanged or showed a text exchange that he had with an NFL executive who's positing that Belichick is masterminding this. Now, the wackadoo theory
is... What's the theory behind it?
They want to tank the season and get Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to tank the season and get Trevor Lawrence.
Or you get
Fields. And that they kind of figure that this is a lost season anyway.
Yeah.
And so they get the absolute prize in next year's NFL draft.
Well, that would explain like why they were going... Who's the donk before they had Cam?
Stidham.
Yeah, that's right. They were going with Stidham for the longest time.
Right, but I mean, if you were going to tank...
You wouldn't have signed Cam.
You wouldn't have signed Cam Newton.
Yeah.
You would have stuck with Stidham.
Unless you're not going to play Cam.
Yeah. Look, I tend not to buy into conspiracies. I know Cakes believes in the hot tub conspiracy. Still doesn't believe that Duke could beat UNLV from back in the day.
No, that game was clearly fixed. I mean, if you guys are suckers 30 years later and don't believe that, I can't convince you at
this
point.
The only conspiracy that I 100%
know. Because
Grant
Hill wasn't a good player, Cakes.
I know, Patrick Ewing.
The frozen envelope is the greatest, and that's just a fact. Because it just makes all the sense in the world that David Stern went in there and got the frozen envelope.
I mean, why would you want Patrick Ewing going to Indiana? You wouldn't. You'd rather he go to New York.
Go to New York, right.
Of course.
It's especially the time when they were desperate.
The thing about the NFL is you're going to see, and you saw more players come out yesterday. So I think they're up to, is it up to 13 players now? Or maybe it was 13 more opted out yesterday.
Yeah, it's just growing.
I didn't see any huge names. The biggest one that I saw was Devin Funchess from the Packers, but you're going to see more players doing this, especially if they can make that same salary the following year, because I believe you can. So I believe
so you get hooked. It's like another. So you get the 250 or whatever you get.
So Hightower, I'm pretty sure Hightower, who had $8 million left on his deal, I believe that rolls to 2021.
And then does he get 250 anyway? Or no, do you have to play
a little
bit?
He gets like a stipend.
He gets 150.
It's like an advance against his salary. It's not like they're just hooking you with 150K.
Yeah, but you do get another year accrued on your retirement.
I think I read that you believe that salary rolls over to 2021.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, you'd be psyched because Belichick was comparing Cam Newton to a famous lacrosse player. Now, I'm not familiar with the lacrosse player.
Yes.
But he was comparing him to Miles Jones.
Yes, Miles Jones went to Duke. Big, strong kid.
He's a
monster. He could run through stick checks, and he'd have a tough overhand shot.
I believe he's a member of the Redwoods now, EB. That's right.
I'm aware of that. I picked the Redwoods in their tournament bracket challenge to win it all, and they've started out 0-2. So I'm keenly aware of that, Cakes. He also has been telling, this is quite a compliment, he said he's been telling Rabel since he came out of Hopkins, which was like 13 years ago, that he should play safety for him, which is pretty good compliment. And then Drew Brees is a huge – they had Brees on the broadcast the other day.
Oh, that's
and
pretty cool.
And Brees loves lacrosse. He says it's by far his favorite sport. And he said Rabel would be a great tight end. Belichick, huge lacrosse guy, as everybody knows.
Well, do you buy into him masterminding all of this?
No.
I do wonder, not necessarily tanking, but maybe he just wants to make a point.
Well, hold on. How do you mastermind? Do you ask certain players to, hey,
just say, hey,
out,
listen,
you
if you guys don't feel like playing, I'm not going to hold it against you.
I don't know
just
if present that's it this way. Listen, anything.
But if you just say, listen, no, but he's genuinely sort of like, listen, guys, this is going to be a weird season. I'm not even sure we're going to get through it. If you have some concerns at all, I recommend you really think hard about maybe sitting this one out. You know, your contract will be up for next year. But I think this season is going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't blame any of you guys. If you got some family situations or you're a little concerned about your own personal well-being, if you guys decide to take a pass, believe me, we're okay with it. So if he presented it like that, Jason,
that's not masterminding anything, though. I mean,
that's not.
I'm sure all coaches are saying that they're all giving the options.
Yeah,
to the
players. I bet you some guys are going, yeah, you can sit out, I guess, if you want to be a wussy. Nah. You know what I mean?
And it's just hard to tank for the worst record in the league. Again, if you had that theory and you had that plan, why are you signing Cam?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing it for that reason. Yeah. I think he might be doing it to stick his middle finger at the NFL. Maybe he personally doesn't think they should be playing.
Well, the theory here,
you know what I mean? It's simple as that.
I'm reading an article here from CBS Boston, and the theory is that the Patriots could then sign a free agent for 2020 and or rework and extend the contracts of players currently on the roster because now they have additional cap space. So they would rework contracts with this additional cap space and work on the long term instead of over-investing in a 2020 season that may not even happen.
Now, that makes sense. That part makes sense.
That makes sense to me, too.
But the tanking for Trevor, I just don't
I don't
buy
think
it.
For Trevor. I'm not buying
I mean, Hightower and Chung are good players, but they're not high-impact players like a quarterback or a receiver.
But he's also probably not saying, hey, you sit out, you sit out. He's probably just saying to the whole team, hey, listen, if you guys have any misgivings at all, you have our blessing.
Well, I believe Hightower when he says, look, I just had a two-week-old. My mom has, I don't know if she's got diabetes or MS. I think it's MS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe each player has to decide based on their situation if they're
100%.
If they're ready to go. But you're going to find more players doing this over the next few weeks, no doubt.
I think they have a deadline of August 4th.
Yeah.
I thought I saw that there was a deadline where the NFL players need to decide to opt out if they want to get that $150,000 stipend by August 4th. So
that's next Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see more guys do it in the next few days.
Well, I think they're going to plow through it. I'll tell you, I got to give the commissioner and whoever's advising them, because I want to see these leagues get through it, got to give them credit for hanging in there with all, same thing happened in the PGA Tour when they had those rash of positives. Everybody wanted them to shut it down. I'll never forget Alan Chipnuck's calling. Got to shut it down. But they figured out a way. And the fact that they came out with all those negatives means that, by and large, they're doing a pretty good job. They had one outbreak here. Hopefully the rest of baseball learns from that. We're going to, it's a different year. We're not going to go out and run around and chase chicks.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to play ball, and then we're going to go back to the hotel and chill. So.
Yeah. You can say that to them, but they don't always follow the rules.
Going to have to keep it in your pants.
You know what I mean? That's the key.
That's one of the keys.
Right, right.
So you can see these horny bastards going out there and saying, I'm fine, I feel great. Right. They try and do their thing, and then they come back and they give it to 12 guys.
You know what I heard, and I don't know, Cakes, I'm sorry. I heard that, I can't verify this, but several people have told me on Twitter that all the Marlins are asymptomatic.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at
all. Yeah, like they don't even feel, none of them. Now, it could change,
yeah,
but, you know, to this point, that's what I'd heard. Cakes, what were you saying?
I still just can't believe they had a team meeting when they knew that at least two of the guys were positive. They said, yeah, we're just going to go play. We made a decision.
Well, because here's what they're probably thinking. It wasn't a smart move, I think. They should have gotten tested before they did that. But, Cakes, here's what they're thinking. We all feel perfectly fine. We take those two guys out of the equation. I'm sure I don't have. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's what they were thinking. It's the wrong decision. You're right. It's the wrong decision. But I can understand why they got there, how they got there. But you're right, Cakes. Wrong decision, for sure. The problem is it takes 3 days to find out.
What's going on with the college football picture? Because by now, college football would be, everybody would be practicing by now.
I don't know. My son told me, and I didn't confirm this because I just shook my head, but he told me that the rumor was that the MAC was canceling all fall sports. Now, the MAC is not a Power 5 conference, but that was 2 nights ago he told me that.
I mean, Big 12 Commissioner Bowlesby came out and said each conference should just kind of make up their own decisions.
Yeah.
And just do what you got to do. And I guess the ACC is going to make an announcement today. I think everyone's kind of just waiting for the Power 5 conference to make the decisions, especially the SEC.
I see the NCAA emailed conference football officials to inform them that the season can begin on August 29th.
Yeah,
I think the teams would be practicing by now.
Well, they're...
Are teams practicing?
I think they're together. I'm not sure if maybe some teams are.
I think some teams are for sure. They've been there for a long time. Now, maybe not formal practice.
Usually they don't start until about August 1st.
But, you know, workouts and that kind of thing.
Yeah. But I think all the players have been on the campuses.
Like, yeah, I actually am reading Oklahoma and Kansas are scheduled to start training camp on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
It's going to be a wild season.
Look, you're gonna
there's going to be some weeks where Clemson doesn't play.
You're going to have a breakout. You're going to have a breakout a la the Marlins in college football. You just are.
Well, it depends. Here's the thing. Here's the way you could kind of – is if they just don't test so much because these guys are going to get it. That's one way you could kind of get around it. Don't test, because if you test these guys, especially in college,
that's irresponsible. Especially if some of these guys are in those high risk categories of being obese and having sleep apnea.
Can't argue that, JP. I'm just telling you, if you want to get through it,
and you're getting more stories about people having heart damage after they get coronavirus. I mean,
that
I just
does
don't
happen
think you
with
want,
the flu
I don't
too.
Think
you understand?
It's fine, but I'm talking about the coronavirus. I just don't think you want to inflict, you know, just all of a sudden skip tests when you can avoid damaging their health.
I agree. I'm mostly doing shtick, but that's how you could get through it. The other thing you do is you just test every single day, you know. And
but not every school can afford to do that.
They can't, you know, and especially if you have to send the results to Utah.
Right.
You know, which is just insanity.
Got to take a break. The phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio, as we mentioned earlier. We'll talk a little Caps. The season is almost upon us. The Caps are not going to start with the playoffs. Other teams are going to be playing in like play-in playoff situations, but the Caps are going to be in a seeding situation where they have a little round-robin to determine their seeding once the playoffs start. But that's coming up in a couple days. We'll talk to Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington, coming up at 8:20. We also got Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock, the GM of the Washington Nationals, and mentalist magician Max Major at 9.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
40, all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, I've never understood when people are just brazen and steal and defraud. And you got to believe eventually it's going to catch up to you. You know, Jason was friends with Osama for years, who ultimately passed away. But he was just bilking people out of, you know, tons of money. I can't remember the exact scam, but
he was bilking banks, but yeah.
Okay, fine. Bilking banks, which ultimately affects people.
Yeah, true.
There's a story about a guy who got all this money from the government during the pandemic, right? He got over $4 million from the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP.
How do I get some of that?
Well, he got $4
million. They're just giving out money.
He has companies. But he used the money to buy himself like a $318,000 Lamborghini.
Wow.
I mean, you think that's not going to raise some red flags?
Obviously, I'm assuming he qualified legally for the dough. I don't even know how that works.
But you have to report back to the government
what you spend it on.
Yeah. Because it's supposed to go to payroll.
So it's supposed to benefit your employees.
So he clearly is violating, clearly the spirit of it. He's also actually violating the legality of it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he'll be nailed.
And he's a dum-dum if he thinks that the government wasn't going to track that.
I don't understand people that think they can get away with that kind of thing. I truly don't get it.
He just didn't know the rules.
I say other payments.
Is that right? He's claiming ignorance, that he thought it was like free money?
Well, I have no idea,
but I'm saying if he knew that it was going to get tracked, would he have done that?
I think he just maybe rolled the dice thinking it wasn't going
to
be tracked.
A lot of dudes like to roll the dice.
It says here other payments went to South Beach Hotels, Saks Fifth Avenue, the jeweler Graff.
This guy had expensive taste, man.
A payment to mom for $15,000. Said other small outlays in May and June covered rideshare and food delivery services.
So he's like AWOD. He loves Uber Eats and loves just hopping in the back of Ubers.
Sniffing out his fraud, federal investigators seized his bank accounts, which still had $3.46 million in PPP
<That's>
loans.
Silly.
And now the Lamborghini is now in the government's possession.
It should be.
Well, they're giving out all this money to people. There's somebody in my family who will remain nameless who got one of those, you know, small checks that they've sent out. And I can assure you he didn't use the money on rent or mortgage. I think his money went to Chipotle and beer.
Well, I think that those checks are stimulus checks. So he's stimulating the economy by going to Chipotle.
Maybe some video games, too.
That's more self-stimulation.
No. Yeah, that's a different kind. That's free cakes.
I just don't know how you can have a mentality where you do this, and there are a lot of people do.
Here's why, JP.
Would you be terrified that he'd be caught?
I'm always terrified of being caught.
People are dumb and they're greedy. It's a deadly combination, and it caught up with this guy.
My whole life is being terrified of stuff.
Did the story say why he needed the $4 million? Did he own some company?
I believe he did. I can punch it up. I think he owned a couple of.
To qualify for that, he must have a bunch.
Yeah, so if you had, let's just say you own a couple companies and you get the PPP for $4.5 million, right? You've got to obviously take care of your employees. You take care of the rent or what mortgage on your properties. But you also can take a salary. You can take whatever you're losing for yourself.
So maybe that's what he's doing.
So maybe he just took, you know, 318 grand and said, well, this is money for me.
My salary would normally be $1 million. Yeah. So I'm going to buy a silly Lamborghini.
But see, that's what I don't know. I don't know what you have to, how you have to explain how you're spending the money that you get personally.
Yeah, that's a tougher sell well, when all of a sudden
I tell you what, I would not be buying Lamborghinis. No Lambos for me.
No. He has a defense attorney who says he's a legitimate business owner who's anxious to tell his side of the story.
Right.
I mean, look. The fact is, we don't know his lifestyle. You know, like you say, the guy might make $10 million a year, and you know, I don't know.
He's got a thing with Lamborghinis because, according to this story, 2 years ago he was in trouble with the law, arrested for allegedly fleeing from Miami Beach police after he reported his girlfriend had stolen his Lamborghini. He's got a Lamborghini thing.
Well, Lamborghinis are silly.
He's got a Lambo fetish, that guy.
Cakes, I was watching, before the PLL, I was watching the car show. I don't know if you caught any of that.
I did not.
On NBC Sports Network. I know you don't care about that stuff, but I only caught like 2-3 minutes of it. But I caught a Corvette collection. Oh. So somebody put like 16 Corvettes. They were all pace car editions.
Okay.
In one huge lot. And don't quote me, but I think it went for like $1.5 million or maybe more than that. Some of these cars, one of these Shelbys, I think went for over $1 million. I think one of the cars went for $3.5 million. A car, Cakes.
It's pretty crazy.
What are people doing?
High end. I don't know. Where's all the money coming from? I don't know.
I know.
Imagine there are all these hillbillies sitting in that audience, and they're buying these cars for millions.
I mean, it's 2020. Everybody's taking haircuts. Everybody's taking salaries.
Everyone had their masks on. But they're spending millions on cars.
I just don't get
it. So here's the deal. So with that PPP, the max amount you could get was 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, okay? Mm. Now, 75% of the money had to go to payroll and benefits. 25% or less went to rent or utilities. So the money that's left over, I don't know.
Doesn't seem like there's that much left over, though. You did 75 and 25. Where's the leftover?
That's what he lied about. He said that he had 70 employees, and they found out he had 12.
He's cooking the books.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to track that. What is he, stupid?
Right.
Yes. Well, yes. He's stupid.
Some guys roll the dice, and they handed out, you know, $500 billion in PPP loans, and he figured, I'm just a small fish when you consider over $500 billion.
Right.
He didn't think he was going to get caught. Way to be indiscreet, by the way. How often do you see Lamborghinis? Not very often.
The last thing I'm doing is buying a Lambo. I'm putting that in savings.
Yep.
If I'm going to steal the government's money, I'm just going to put it right in savings.
Well, Jason, I got news for you.
Because then you can give it back to him.
Jason, I got news for you.
Yeah.
You're 50, right? In all likelihood, you're a big, taller guy. You guys don't live as long. Maybe, you know, good health. Let's assume you don't have any tumors. Let's say 20, 25 more years left. 75 would probably be a good age for a big donk like you donking off.
Yeah.
At what point are you just going to say, you know what?
He's not the new bowl, by the way.
What?
He's not that tall.
Oh, he's a big dog. He
doesn't have gargantuanism or whatever the hell you call that.
He's a big boy. That heart is pumping hard.
Yeah, it's got to work a little harder.
It's working a little harder. Sleeps. His is working harder than yours in Cakes.
He sleeps amazing every night.
Yeah, he does sleep well. That's helping him.
That's a tick mark in his favor.
Got a good 8 hours last night.
I'm sure I'm going to donk off at any moment. I know it. But let's just say, best case scenario, Jason lives another 20-some years. At what point are you just going to say?
That's a worst case scenario. If I only live 20 more years,
I'd be sized for 20 more. Let's just say that you, and will you ever say, you know what? I've saved enough. I don't need a bigger. I bought 10 bigger houses. I just want to get a nice ride. I know you appreciate cars.
Yeah.
They marry doctors, or they're doctors themselves. They're doctors themselves.
Yeah.
And you have some extra dough.
Right.
What are you going to buy?
Whatever the nicest Toyota is at Springfield Toyota, priority.
There it is. I'll go
over to Anthony Woods and say, give me your nicest ride on the lot.
You know, I've already told Dee that I'm going to get one more vet or something, but if I'm lucky enough to not donk off.
All right.
I'm going to get, I'm going to just go all out and spend a ton on something. You're not doing that.
Well, I would never spend a ton on a car. No,
not like a Lamborghini, but like.
I mean, look, I've always
been a lot of money.
I've always been a nice luxury car guy, so maybe I would explore that.
Right.
But that's not on my radar. You have me dying in 2040, so maybe I should start thinking it.
Well, you should be realistic about it, yeah.
Well, I'm not realistic about dying in 2040.
Life is flying by. People just dropping like flies left and right.
I mean, that's well below the average.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah. I think about it all the time.
I'm paycheck to paycheck, my friend.
Yeah.
I doubt Eric has thought about it, but have you settled in on a name for the next segment? Is it Hitting the Home Team?
How about Hitting the Hogs? What's wrong with that?
You know what? Pete Haley hit me up yesterday, and he had a pretty good one, I thought. Let me see if I can find. I think he called it Tapping the Team. Not a bad idea, right, Cakes?
It's not terrible.
I mean, it's the football team.
Yeah, right.
Hitting the Skins, tapping
the
team.
Just, it's such a good name.
What about tag teaming?
Tag team? Well, that's your thing. You know, guys like from Pasadena like to do that. Devil's threesome. I know what you're into.
All right, but training camp is officially underway. It's been underway since yesterday.
You and Drabby.
They officially opened training camp across the NFL July 28th. So we've brought back Hitting the Skins, which we're working on a rebrand. If you have suggestions, you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. So we'll talk some Washington football team next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.